Let's listen to some local folks from Corvallis, Oregon.
When I tell people I'm a volunteer, they say, well, that must be very hard. And I can't even explain to them how wonderful and the gifts that I have gotten from the people that I've met.
I was holding her hand during her final moments, and that was really special because her family couldn't get here in time. It was really, you know, I didn't want her to be alone.
Those were two members of my community who work with hospice to help people at the end of their lives.
And if a person walks off the street, he's a homeless person, and I'll give him one box.
You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I won't. If somebody needs food, they're going to get food.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. I really do.
All the groups will do this.
And half of my blueberries go to an elderly person that can't come out and pick. Mm-hmm. So it feels good to help somebody out while I'm helping my own family out.
And those were two people who live in my community and work really hard to make sure low-income families have food and firewood. They're all local folks working to solve problems and help members of their community. And the work they do, often with very little recognition or acknowledgement, is the focus of a Local Folks podcast. Hello, and welcome to Local Folks Podcast. My name is Bob Madar. I'm the host of these podcasts, and at this juncture, it's probably a good idea for me to talk a little bit about how I came to create a podcast titled Local Folks. Over the years, and given my age, that's a fair number of years, I've listened to or watched interviews with celebrities and other very well-known people asking how they manage a whole host of life challenges. You know, family relationships, work-life balance, raising children, dealing with the decline and death of a loved one, health problems, managing stress, finding meaning in life. I mean, all of it. And while I often appreciated what they had to offer, I often found myself frequently thinking, you know, I don't really have all that much in common with these people. I'm not wealthy or famous, and frankly, I don't really want to be. Maybe just a little bit rich would be nice, but anyway, I'm a local guy. You know, I'm working, raising a family, trying to make a positive difference in my community. And I guess I wonder what other folks, local folks like me, might have to say about how they meet and deal with some of the curveballs life throws our way. And that question kind of fermented in my brain over the years, and it wasn't until I became a retired gentleman of leisure that I began thinking about it again and realized that it had broadened and deepened over time to something more along the lines of, how do local people work together to solve community problems? And what can their experiences tell us about how to help others and what is important in living, and in some cases, dying? After cogitating over this question for a while, and reflecting on my own experience taking care of my mother for the last year of her life, I began thinking that maybe the place to start might really be at the end of life. That thought was reinforced when I read Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End by Atul Gawande. It's an excellent book on how life-extending treatments of modern medicine can cause unintended suffering and pain at the end of life. I began to wonder if and how local community members were helping people to have a dignified and comfortable death on their terms and in the presence of loved ones. That led me to Lumina Hospice and Palliative Care here in Corvallis. And with their cooperation and support, I created the End of Life podcast, which makes up the first season of Local Folks. I talked with a patient, caregivers, and hospice staff and volunteers to seek answers to this question. What can the experiences of patients at the end of their lives and the people who love and care for them tell us about what's important in living and dying? Currently, I'm working on season 2 of Local Folks and have been spending a lot of time with gleaners, hard-working people who gather food and firewood that would otherwise go to waste to help low-income people feed their families and heat their homes. For the past 8 months, I've participated in all aspects of the work that gleaners do, harvesting crops in the field, harvesting firewood from trees that have been cut down for a variety of reasons, gathering post-dated and surplus food from grocery stores and farmers' markets, repacking donated bulk food into individual portions, and distributing food and firewood to needy families. I think these folks can teach us a lot about how people of different ethnicity, religion, political persuasion, etc., can come together to work for the common good. I also think the support and technical assistance provided by Lynn Benton Food Share here in Corvallis could be a model for how to effectively empower local people to solve local problems. If all goes according to plan, Season 2 will launch in the spring of 2018. Topics for future seasons are as varied as the community I live in, but they will all focus on local folks solving local problems. I hope you find their stories as fascinating and interesting as I have, and maybe they'll help give you a few tips about how to work with others to make your community a better place to live. So, next up is the introductory episode of the first season of Local Folks, when we'll meet a hospice patient and the local people who work and volunteer with Lumina Hospice and Palliative Care here in Corvallis to help her have a comfortable and dignified death. In the following 6 episodes of Season 1, we'll spend more time with each of the folks that you meet in the introduction. And I have to say that I've learned so much from talking with these people, and I really, really hope that you will find what they have to say about what is important at the end of life as inspirational and informative as I have. In keeping with the focus on local folks, all of the music in these podcasts is created and performed by local musicians. The improvised music band Sandbox, Dave Storrs, Nick Rivard, Hezekiah, Dave Chiller, and yours truly, recorded the music for this episode in Dave Storrs' studio in 2014.
KBOO Portland.